Welcome back to another edition of Daddy Sports 20 Minute Drive. We are in the car. We are getting ready to go. All you do is hear me click clack, motherfucker. This week is the NFL draft. A huge portion of fantasy football is built upon rookies. So with that in mind, we are going to talk about rookies. But first, we're going to hit that motherfucking intro. Hit that shit. NFL draft, fantasy football, the impact of it. Rookies are pretty impactful on, dynasty leagues, keeper leagues, even redraft leagues. They are an important cog in building your team for youth. You can do a lot with them. You have your rookie quarterbacks, your rookie running backs, your rookie receivers, and nobody gives a fuck about rookie tight ends at all because they make zero fucking impact on your fantasy leagues. Don't draft fantasy tight ends for the simple case that they don't break out for 2 to 3 years down the line. That's facts. There's evidence to back it up. They're not very impactful. Some would say, "Oh, Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts didn't make any difference last year. You drafted him as a first round tight end, and he plays a little bit receiver, but at the same case, he doesn't do anything for you, and he won't do anything for you until he actually has a legit quarterback. He had Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan got him the ball. He was decent as a tight end, but he won't be impactful until he has a quarterback and he has a couple years under his belt in this league. That's just how it's going to be. So for people to reach for Kyle Pitts, I love it because I'm getting better value. I hate it because, in the same sense, it doesn't make any sense to me. Why are you drafting a tight end in the first round of your dynasty startups? That doesn't make any sense to me. You're already losing. You're losing your money. And to be honest, it makes me happy because that's one less team that I gotta worry about. You drafted Kyle Pitts instead of drafting Justin Jefferson. I'm happy about that. And that's what I love about the simple mistakes and taking over for that key value. It's very nice. So, now that we have had our little commercial break, we're back. Yeah, don't draft tight ends. We have the NFL draft coming up, right? So, talking about draft, a lot of people like to draft the new and upcoming running back heavily early. This year, not a great class. It's strong, but it's not Najee Harris, Justin, or Jamar Chase-esque Devonta Smith. Let's just go through some of the names. So, at running back, we have Breece Hall out of Iowa State. He's, in some terms, would say the unanimous number one, right? The unanimous number one in this class, the unanimous number one running back. That's all built upon just pre-draft rankings. See how, you know, his tape is, combine, pro day, it's a thing. So we have that, and you know, I'm not gonna say, you know, he's not the number one running back, because, you know, there's not a whole lot to choose from. We have Breece Hall, then we have Kenneth Walker III from Michigan State. That's another guy that a lot of people are high on, including myself. I have Kenneth Walker as that three down running back that can do it all. Kind of reminds me of Jonathan Taylor coming out of Wisconsin. And who would have thunk, you know, both guys are from the Big Ten. So, you know, that's a good comparison as well. There's not really very much after that. I mean, a lot of people were, or are still on, heavily on Isaiah Spiller from Texas A&M. I don't see it. I don't understand how people think that he's your consensus number one running back in this draft class, but, you know, everybody, you know, has their own opinion. Everybody has their own running back that they love. So I'm just going to, you know, break down the top three, because, you know, this is for all formats. So those, I guess, would be the top three. I would probably rank Hall, Walker, Spiller. None of these guys are going in the first round. They're all going to be second, third, fourth round picks. It's just how the NFL is. You know, the running backs, it's a recycling position. You can get whoever to run the ball. All you do is, you know, you draft them, you have them for about 4 or 5 years. If they're not legends, they're moving on. The team's letting them go. If they are decent, they're getting another 1 or 2 more years tacked on to their current team's deal. But overall, I mean, running backs are not getting paid because they're a recyclable position. The next position we could talk about is wide receiver. Wide receiver, you can find a lot. You can find a lot in all these past wide receiver classes. In this one, there's no clear cut number one, I would say, but in my opinion, which is biased, I'm going to go with my favorite college football team's wide receiver, and I would go Drake London. Just watching this man play at Washington State, and watching him play against Washington State at Washington State. That dude, he can catch anything. It doesn't matter who's throwing him the ball. He can get open. I don't care what anybody says about separation or, you know, it doesn't matter. Of course, he's going to have bad separation stats because he has everybody on him. He's being double and triple covered, but he still gets the motherfucking ball. And that's what you want to see out of a receiver. Some guy who's willing to fight, willing to get the ball, and get them yards, get them touchdowns. Somebody who isn't going to quit. I mean, this man, he had a chip on his shoulder. He felt like he was the best wide receiver in college and wasn't getting any publicity for it. So that is my wide receiver one in this draft class. But a lot of people have this guy as their number one. And this man, Treylon Burks from Arkansas. Now, there's a huge similarity between the two. Both Treylon Burks and Drake London. There was nobody to throw to them. They had no quarterback. It didn't matter, though. They could get open. They could get the ball. They did things with the ball. That's kind of how the narrative is for these two receivers. They're fantastic. It doesn't matter. I would take either one of them any day of the week. So yeah, Treylon Burks. A lot of people have him as their number one. I would say he's my number two in this class. And number three, number three is going to be a tough one. Because you have so many people that are saying Jameson Williams and George Pickens and drawing a blank on other names right now. Yeah. Let's see if I can find it. Is it still going? Oh, it is still going. Wide receivers. Let's see. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. Yep, those are some other guys. Johan Dotson, Christian Watson, Sky Moore. Those are pretty good guys. If I was to choose a third guy, I'd probably go Garrett Wilson from Ohio State. I think he outshined Chris Olave. I think he's one of those top guys. All these receivers that I'm talking about, they're all going to go in the first round. It matters where they're going to go because, you know, whoever goes to Green Bay, you want to draft them instantly. Whoever goes to the Chiefs, you want to draft them instantly. Saints, you want to draft them instantly. Any guy in this first round, you kind of want to draft instantly unless, I hate to say it, if they get drafted to Philadelphia, I wouldn't draft them. I would take that with a pinch of salt because I don't think it's a good move to draft wide receivers on teams that don't want to throw the ball, that their main hang up is to run the ball in this league. Yeah. So that would be talking the top three wide receivers-ish. I gave you some names. Then we could move over to quarterbacks. Everybody's consensus number one, Malik Willis. Doesn't matter where he goes. He has rushing capability. He can throw the ball. We've seen that at his pro day and his and at the scouting combine. He's got an arm. It's more or less for him, does the talent with the smaller school translate to being the best that he can be in the NFL? My prediction of where he's going to be drafted to is going to be Seattle or Carolina. Just makes the most sense. For dynasty keeper purposes, Malik Willis is a great option. If you're doing keeper and redraft, you're going to get him at a discounted price because he's a rookie quarterback. But dynasty, I mean, you could very much well use your first overall pick if you are already set on running backs. So he's definitely a good option. Then for QB2, I would go Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati. Again, need to see how his talent translates to the NFL. Did play for Cincinnati. You know, they didn't really play anybody good. Cincinnati, I guess you could call them the Gonzaga of football. Yeah, I just said that. But yeah, Desmond Ridder, he's been linked to Seahawks, Saints, Steelers, all these teams. He's a pretty good option. If you're going to draft him for dynasty purposes, keeper and redraft. I mean, if he starts, you definitely want him. I think he's the most QB ready, or he's the most pro ready QB in this draft. And then going number 3, I probably have Kenny Pickett, just because he played in a pro style offense at Pitt in the ACC. That makes a little bit of difference. He was exposed to playing some good teams. He has small hands, which was his knock. I think that's why he's fallen down draft boards. Originally, I had him going to Carolina at 7 with Matt Rhule. It's a very good possibility that he go into the first round to Carolina with a trade up. So I don't see a lot of quarterbacks drafted in this first round. But if they are, it's towards the end of the first. Kind of like how you seen Lamar Jackson go the end of the first in the 2018 draft. Yeah, so that is a little bit of breakdown of your quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and then tight end. There's not really much to break down there. Don't draft them. They don't make a difference. If you are doing dynasty with tight ends, I would probably say the only guy that's worth anything is Trey McBride. Other than that, yeah, just punt on the tight end position and trade one of your picks for a tight end. Trade a second rounder for Gesicki or something. I don't know. Yeah, so that is Daddy Sports 20-Minute Drive. You can follow our main account, Daddy Sports Hour. You can follow me at The Wire on Twitter. Daddy Sports Hour is live, usually Friday or Saturday nights at 9. Probably this week will be Friday, talking NFL Draft. Yeah, so that's all I got for you. Have a great day. Can't wait to talk about NFL Draft and the results and how big of a difference they make just by their landing spots. So, yeah, have a great day. Later.